This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 30th of January. Western Australia trounced New South Wales by 111 runs in the Ryobi One Day Cup. The Warriors made 266 for 7 after being put into bat at the SCG, with Sam Whiteman and Adam Burgess both hitting 70s. The Blues then lost 3 early wickets in their run chase, including that of the returning Shane Watson for just 6, and never really recovered. They were all out for just 155 in the 46th over, with Michael Hogan the pick of the visitors' attack with 3 for 29. Plunkett Shield leaders Central Districts were bowled out for just 233 on the opening day of their latest match against Auckland at Eden Park. Michael Bates and Chris Martin shared 7 of the wickets to fall, with Stags captain Kieran Noma Barnett the only one of their batsmen to pass 50. Auckland then reached stumps in their first innings on 142 for 3, with Craig Cachopa unbeaten on 46. A fine 6-wicket partnership between Stuart Matsukenyere and Reggie Chikapva took Mashone Lang Eagles close to parity by stumps on day 2 at the Matabeleland Tuskers. Glenn Quirl had taken 3 wickets in the morning to help reduce Eagles to 55 for 5, but Chikapva and Matsukenyere added 148 as both passed 50. Keegan Meth then removed both and ended the day with 5 for 41 as Eagles ended on 247 for 9, just 21 runs adrift of Tuskers. Mountaineers lead by 230 runs at the end of a closely contested second day against Midwest Rhinos in Quekwa. The visitors returned to first innings lead of 69 by bowling Rhinos out for 183 as Tendai Chitara and Matsay Mashangwa ended with 3 wickets apiece. However, Ed Rainsford, Graham Kramer, M. Lalecki and Carl each took at least twice to reduce Mountaineers to 161 for 7 by stumps in their second innings. Kevin Kasuza was the pick of the batsman with a fluent 56.